The Southeast Fishing Village of Pelican is asking for emergency state assistance to repair parts of its water and hydroelectric power systems. Both failed recently, adding to the burden of a small community that lost its main employer a year ago. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Pelican officials were already working on a major water system upgrade when the town's flume collapsed August 20th. The old wooden flume carried water from the town's reservoir to its power plant, as well as to homes and businesses. Mayor Patricia Phillips says a temporary system of patches, pumps, and pipes has things going again. But the situation leaves the Chichagof Island community about 70 miles west of Juneau with a significant dilemma.
So it's like, okay, do we do repairs to the flume knowing we're going to have brand new piping in 2010? You know, what are our options here?
The town is considering a variety of choices. In the meantime, it's ordered a large submersible pump to get the water where it needs to go. Phillips says it's en route from Seattle.
That should be able to supply a temporary bypass line for a water supply to the community till we can come up with a more midterm fix. We have one more year, one more winter to get through so our water lines don't freeze up before our new system's online.
She's written up an emergency declaration asking the state for assistance. The town hopes officials will contribute about half of the temporary system's $10,000 to $12,000 cost. The long-term solution will replace the flume with a large pipe. The problems are hitting the small community about a year after its largest employer, Pelican Seafoods, shut down. During good summers, the processor employed about 80 people, a significant number for a town with an official year-round population of about 115.
It's like a rolling ball of bad news going down a hill.
Norm Carson is president of Pelican's Chamber of Commerce. He says the town was hit hard when the small cruise ship Spirit of Discovery canceled 15 port calls this summer. The continued seafood plant closure made things even worse.
That also effectively shut down the general store. So we've been without a general store all summer long. So there's just been one thing after another. Now to lose the water and the hydro, it just puts more stress on the entire town. And besides economic stress, it's a mental stress too.
Former plant owner Cake Tribal Corporation has said it expects to take back the processor from seafood marketer Ed Bart, who bought it about a year and a half ago. The Village Native Corporation is expected to look for a new buyer. It also owns and operates Pelican's power plant. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.